This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Block 22. That sounds like part of a play call in football. In this case, Block 22 is the name of a redevelopment project which is helping transform a historic downtown in a key southeast Kansas community. It's today's Kansas Profile. Heather Horton is an entrepreneur and owner of a small business located near the district known as Block 22 in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Heather grew up in the nearby rural community of Girard, population 2,789 people. Now that's rural. In Girard, her high school sweetheart was Roger Horton, whom she would later marry. Heather earned a bachelor's in commercial art and a master's degree in communications from Pittsburgh State, while Roger studied at Fort Scott Community College. We would walk around downtown and enjoyed looking at the old buildings, Heather said. However, as in many communities, the downtown area was suffering. In 2006, Heather co-founded the Pittsburgh Art Walk, a semi-annual event which showcases local artists, musicians, and more in downtown Pittsburgh. One downtown landmark, the historic Colonial Fox Theater, was decaying and likely headed for demolition in 2007. Local citizens, including Heather Horton and many others, rallied to save the old structure. The Colonial Fox Theater Foundation, of which Heather was a founding member, was formed and is remodeling the building. In 2017, a partnership developed between the City of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh State University, and a private investment group named the Vecino Group. The goal was to further improve the downtown while adding student housing. Together, these organizations created this remarkable project known as Block 22. Block 22 takes its name from the city's founding. According to the Pittsburgh State website, the city's forefathers originally platted Pittsburgh into 51 blocks. Block number 22 included a historic opera house, which is located in the area that was redeveloped. Block 22 now refers to the four historic buildings which are a part of this $18 million redevelopment project. These buildings now offer nearly 100 student residential units for Pittsburgh State students, plus more than 16,000 square feet of innovation space. I think Block 22 is going to be transformational for the community, said Marty Beasley, chair of Pittsburgh's Economic Development Advisory Committee, as shown in a Pittsburgh State video. The area is described as a unique, mixed-use, living, learning community in downtown Pittsburgh that features residential, commercial, dining, and entertainment spaces. Our goal is to create a living, learning community that is an anchor for the growth that's going to occur throughout the entire city, not just downtown, said Dr. Sean Naccarato, Chief Strategic Officer at Pittsburgh State. The downtown is your heart, Heather Horton said. If your heart is not pumping correctly, the rest of your body is not going to function. After graduation from Pittsburgh State, Heather opened her own business downtown, where she and Roger now live. When we decided to purchase our building in 2007, the heart of Pittsburgh downtown was bare, Heather said. Fast forward 12 years, and it's more vibrant than ever, with tons of boutiques, two coffee shops, a bright nightlife, and fun festivals, she said. To see the hustle and bustle happening, people in this area walking around, watching the progress go on, that's pretty cool, Heather said. In 2017, Heather and Roger were recognized with the President's Award from the Pittsburgh Area Young Professionals. That same year, the Pittsburgh Area Chamber of Commerce honored Heather as a woman of distinction for her work to preserve the arts, as well as being a successful small business owner, and in 2018 named her business its Small Business of the Year. For more information about the downtown district, see www.block22psu.com. Block 22. It's not part of a football play, but a remarkable downtown redevelopment project in Pittsburgh. We salute Heather and Roger Morton, Marty Beasley, Sean Naccarato, and all those who support this project for making a difference with an innovative approach to providing student housing and rebuilding downtown. They are part of the building blocks for their community. And there's more. What is Heather's business? We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.